The investigation into the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump took a turn yesterday evening as five Secret Service agents were placed on administrative leave as the investigation continues. And I want to talk about it because we're starting to get some answers, perhaps, maybe. All right. Before I jump into it too far, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Brownells. Brownells, they are the place to be if you love tools that are associated with my channel and others. They have all kinds of things that you can imagine to work on your tools, to support your tools. And if you use code G&G10 at Brownells, you'll save some money as well. Thanks to Brownells for being phenomenal people, supporting my family, supporting our community. Thank you so much. All right. So, Secret Service, right? We know from all of the things that have come out, I've done several videos about whistleblowers coming forth and how Senator Hawley's office is really, really taking the lead on this. I covered live Kimberly Cheadle's disgusting testimony, which she then quit the following day. Well, we haven't heard much. We've heard some whistleblowers come forth. Dan Bongino's been putting stuff out, and Acting Director Rowe has been implicated as cutting the support, the money, the financial support behind the counter snipers unit in the Secret Service by 20%. So a lot of stuff is coming out now, including that it was the first rally where the Secret Service actually gave into the request for counter sniper teams. Four were requested. They sent two. And we all know what happened there. Well, as a result of the investigation, which is not complete yet, five agents have been placed on leave, including the special agent in charge for the Pittsburgh field office, which, as the Secret Service, as protectees come into certain areas, the field office generally takes the lead for what's going on. However, one of the agents that were placed on administrative leave were also from Trump's detail team. And from all the things I read last night and this morning, what typically happens is the agent, the special agent in charge of the field office, kind of takes control of what's going on. However, because Trump's detail has 60 agents in it, and they are by far the busiest because of all the rallies and stuff like that, they're stretched the thinnest. Oftentimes, these agents on his team, on his detail, have been working 7 days in a row before being able to take a day off. So they're stretched thin. We know that during an election season, they have to have teams on all of the candidates to protect them as well. So they're always stretched thin, the Secret Service, during this season, the election season. But even more so now, because we all, if you watched the hearing with Cheadle, we know people have been leaving. They're short-staffed. And although their budget is higher than it's ever been and their staff is dangerously low, they're asking for more money. Go figure. But it's big news that one member of Trump's detail has been placed on admin leave, and four others, to include the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office. So I would think more information would be coming out. The places that were putting this out said they were kind of stonewalled after this information from the Secret Service because it was a quote-unquote personnel issue. But either way, we know that it was the worst security breach for a U.S. president or former president's detail since Ronald Reagan was shot. So more information will be coming out. If you want to stay up to date with this, I will have the news. It's been covered pretty strongly by myself and like Mr. Guns and Gear. That kid shouldn't have been up on that roof. It was well within an easy shot, like a chip shot, for anybody who knows how to shoot a rifle. That was an easy shot, and by the grace of God, he missed. So I'll keep you in the loop. There'll be more information. Just wanted to put this out there because we hadn't heard anything for a while, but now we have five agents placed on admin leave. And for those who are wondering what administrative leave is they're basically put in timeout. Don't know if these five have, but they're basically given a desk job. They keep their badge, they keep their gun, and they keep earning their salary pending the investigation. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you in the loop. If you want to stay in the know, hopefully next time you see me, we'll be back in my home studio in Tennessee, but Ohio has been beautiful. See you on the next one, y'all. Take care.